Welcome to Schoolin' Around, a podcast hosted by Branching Minds featuring prominent leaders, subject matter experts, and thought innovators with their perspectives on the current challenges facing K-12 education. I'm your host, Larissa Napolitan, a former teacher, instructional coach, and a member of the Branching Minds team. My hope is to shine a light on phenomenal educators and those that are on a mission to transform our schools and the lives of students. Homework has long been seen as a marker of rigor. The more a student brings home, the more serious their education must be. But is that really true? Today, we're tackling the myth that more homework equals more learning. And my guest today is Ashley Cox, a former educator and a member of our Branching Minds team. And she's here to discuss this topic. So we'll look in at what the research says, how homework maybe impacts students differently, and what teachers and families can do instead to truly support learning. So welcome, Ashley.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, let's first start with that. Let's talk about the myth. A lot of people assume that more homework means more learning. From what you've seen in practice and maybe your experience as a parent, is that actually true? Do you think that that's true?
So I feel like this question can be answered with a yes and a no. I feel like there is some good research backing homework, but I believe that if homework is given, it has to have like a clear purpose and it has to be given in a minimal amount. You can accomplish the same thing in 10 to 15 minutes as you can in 1 to 2 hours in most cases. And so I think it can be beneficial in some cases. But if you're giving it in excessive amounts without any specific reasoning for the assignment, or if you're getting this assignment and then you're just turning it in and it's a completion check and you're not really knowing if you got what you put correct, I think it can have negative effects there. So like, I think it can be helpful. Another thing that can be helpful with homework is you don't hear about it a lot, but I feel like teachers can use homework to see how their students are learning. And okay, almost all of my students got these homework questions wrong. Maybe I need to reteach and do this lesson again. So in that case, I think it can be good too. But I definitely think there needs to be some clear guidelines with that.
Yeah. And I think that idea that more homework means more learning, I think that quantity, that myth that if a student isn't bringing any homework home, then the teachers aren't really like giving rigorous instruction. I think that idea is extremely false. Because when you think about it, I was just thinking, I was like, kids have spent 8 hours, 7 hours a day at school. And then to come home and then have 2 hours of homework on top of that feels really excessive. And I'm like, that's more than I want to handle as an adult.
Yes.
Right? Like it's imagine going to work for 8 hours and then still having work. I mean, as a teacher, we know that was somewhat the case, right?
Right.
But I think that that's something to think about of just like the more time spent on a subject. And I always believed that if a student was struggling with a topic or with a skill and I sent them home with homework that they still didn't know how to do, that wouldn't reinforce good learning. It may reinforce bad habits or learning it the wrong way. And so thinking about homework as having a very specific purpose of skill practice and making sure that it's not above the skill level too much. You know, and I think many parents can agree if a child comes home and is struggling on their math homework and the parents are like, I don't know how to help you with this math homework, it's not going to be beneficial for the child.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, there's studies that keep showing that homework has little to no benefit on elementary school students specifically, and maybe only modest gains in high school. Why do you think that schools still lean on this so heavily, or many educators maybe lean into homework so heavily?
Yeah, I mean, I think homework is just one of those things. It's been around for a long time, right? Like I had homework all throughout school, and I feel like it's just an expectation both on a parent side and on a teacher side, kind of going along with what you just said, like parents expect their students to come home with homework so that they can further their learning and really hone in on those skills. But I don't know if teachers are fully understanding sometimes the kind of the negative effect it can have when they are assigning it every day in excessive amounts. And so sometimes it is just seen as an extra grade or a way to try to help students continue their learning at home. But sometimes that's not always the case. So I do think it's just an expectation that's been around for a long time.
Yeah, I remember going into middle school and high school, and I knew that my older brothers came home with homework or, you know, and so I expected that I would have homework. I think that, and some teachers probably rely on homework, right? That's where the students do the work. But I think there's a lot of inequity in there too, of just that some students don't have that space in their life to do homework when they go home. Speaking of, because homework can affect student lives in other ways, because we hear about students losing sleep and feeling stressed and how homework can kind of widen the gaps for students without the same resources at home. So what do you think what are some of the biggest downsides that too much homework has on students?
Yeah, what the reasons you just gave are some of the reasons why I don't fully support excessive amounts of homework. You know, as a society, we encourage our kids to get involved in things, get involved in extracurricular, do the sports, be active, go ride your bike outside after school, you know, and we want them to hang out with their friends and their family. And so they are doing that. So then they're going to those practices, there's those games, those hobbies, right? And they're rushing from a practice. They got to eat dinner. Then they're rushing to something else or a family event or something like that. And then they have to come home late and they have an hour or two of homework just looming ahead, right? And so they're going to bed late at that point. They're feeling stressed and anxious. They're going to just rush to get that work done so that they can go to bed and feel like they can sleep peacefully without worrying about that. So that can lead to incomplete work or just answering the questions to get it done, not fully really understanding what they just answered. So it's kind of just like we're telling our kids two different things sometimes. We're telling them to get involved outside of school, but then we're also still requiring them to do this extra schoolwork. And the other downside I feel too, and you kind of already mentioned it, but it is that equity piece. Just, you know, we should be careful as teachers to not assign homework that requires technology or internet or the purchasing of other resources, right? Because not all students have access to those things. They don't all have access to technology at home or the means of transportation to get somewhere to purchase supplies or even the extra funds to purchase those supplies. So there is that equity issue at that point where they're not able to get that assignment done because of that. So, but yeah, I mean, you also mentioned it too. It's like, you know, like they've been at school all day and the last thing they want to do is more work. We as adults don't want to do that. Our students definitely don't want to do that. And just that extra work is just going to lead to burnout over time.
Yeah. Well, I think, especially when you think about the high school level, like the middle school and high school level, as students are involved in more and more activities, you know, I think now like their time looks so different. I remember I had a student, she came in just exhausted one morning and she explained to me that she went after school to her cheerleading practice. Like she was on this competitive cheerleading team and she was there for 3 hours. Mm-hmm. And then she had to have dinner and then a homework on top of that. And so she was so stressed and tired and exhausted. And you think about it, it's just that student's time after school isn't always their own because maybe their parents have plans for them or like they need to take care of siblings or they have a job, whatever it is. And so this assumption that every kid has 2 hours to do homework is kind of a wrong assumption on a teacher's part. And so I always had to really think through if I had, you know, some kind of assignment or project students working on, I had to think through where's the time that they're going to work, you know, whether that be they could complete this during their study hall, or I make space after school of like, you can stay and work for 45 minutes until the late bus or whatever. I really had to think through what, if not every student can do this at home, when could they complete this? And I think that's that equity piece of just thinking through how do we make sure that all the students have access to what they need to do to complete whatever homework that they had.
Yeah. It's even harder at the elementary level, especially the younger grades, because most of the time these kids need help at home to do their homework.
Yeah.
And so if your parents are busy taxing the other kids around or at work or doing the things around the house they need to do, they don't have that time to help those students. So that can be another barrier there.
Yeah. Well, and even sometimes the knowledge too, like my sister just called me the other day and was asking me some question about her third grader's math homework. And I was like, you know, your best bet is to Google that.
Yeah, for sure.
The idea that, like, you know, there are parents that aren't always fully like understand the context of homework, and you can't depend on a third grader to explain it or have all the resources. And so you kind of have to make sure that the parents are equipped to help with students as well. You know, and just taking that into consideration that not all the students are going to have their parents right there because they may work late or whatever their situation is.
Yeah. And even being a former educator, I know how to like teach my child certain concepts, right? But just in the time that I've been in the classroom to being outside, they've changed dramatically how they teach math, right?
Like, you hear this. I think I saw a scene on the movie Incredibles about like the new math.
Yes.
And I just think that there's many parents that are like, that's not how I used to do it.
Yeah. I try to teach my fourth grade. I'm like, you got to borrow from here. She's like, oh, you got to make the turtle. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. What is the turtle? So it's so hard to even help them because I don't know how they're learning it. And I don't want to confuse them.
Right. I think that you need homework for the parents too, apparently. So
yes, yes.
Okay. So we talked a little bit about this in the beginning, but what separates a meaningful, purposeful homework from just plain busy work?
Yeah. So meaningful homework to me is just, it's intentional. It has a clear purpose behind it. It is aligned to learning and learning that they've done recently that's fresh on their minds that they can easily remember what they should put there. It should be engaging. And again, it should provide that feedback. So not just a completion grade, and maybe it doesn't have to be for a grade, but of like correctness, but just going over it in class so that students understand what they've done wrong or right. And just keeping it short, you know, like, again, 5 questions for math can be accomplished the same as 50. We don't need 50. And so like busy work is going to just be no clear objectives, just like a filler. It's not reviewed or corrected. And again, it's like, if I am assigning my students 50 math problems, and they get all of them wrong, like they just wasted a whole bunch of time because now they're thinking that that's how you do that particular math problem. So just assigning 5 to get an understanding of where that student is can be way more effective than just doing it just to assign it.
Yeah. Well, and as an English teacher, I always considered, okay, what's this, you know, I'm not going to assign them something super in depth, but whether it be 20 minutes of reading or to write this short paragraph that we would correct in class or that we would use for something else in class. You know, and research says that you really shouldn't assign more than like, I think it's 10 minutes per grade level. So if they're in second grade, maybe 20 minutes of homework, third grade, 30 minutes homework. Because you're right. If they're going to do it the wrong way, it's just going to reinforce their wrongness.
Yes.
Well, that's why I was like never assigned grammar homework for students outside of class because I always wanted to make sure that we were understanding it correctly and we did it together. I just didn't want them to get confused because it can be very, very confusing. And I think the other thing that you brought up was the busy work, right? Busy work or compliance, right? I think there's a lot of times that there's this impression that homework teaches discipline or teaches responsibility. And research shows that it doesn't really support that because just for them to complete something, I think a lot of students now, and I encountered this definitely in the middle school level, is if it doesn't have a purpose behind what we're doing, they are not going to do it. They're just like, what's the point? They will take the 0 because that's pointless.
Yes.
Yeah. They're like, this doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Even though they ask all the time, is this for a grade? Because they really don't want to do something that's not going to like impact them in the long term. It's just very interesting just how they think.
Yeah. And even as a parent, I'm always like, what is the purpose of this assignment? Like, what are you learning? And they're like, I don't know. She just said to complete it. And I'm like, okay.
They probably did say, they just don't remember.
That's also true. But I try to give my student, you know, my kids the benefit of the doubt. But sometimes like, all right, well, just do
it. But it does say something. Say something if they can't really articulate why they're doing something. It means that maybe that wasn't emphasized enough for them. So what do you, okay. So we've talked a lot about like what not to do with homework. What, and I talked a little bit about maybe some of my alternatives for like nightly homework that would seem appropriate for learning without, you know, all the stress. What do you think would be appropriate?
Yeah, I think that if assigning homework is still going to be an expectation from the school or from the teacher, I think making it not seem like a chore can be really helpful. So, you know, all of our students learn in different ways. Some are more artistic, some are more vocal, some like to draw, some like to, you know, write, you know, whatever it might be. So taking an assignment and just giving them a choice, like, here's some choices you can choose to answer these questions. You can choose how you want to do it. Here, you know, there's no right or wrong answer. You can choose any of them. And I think just having them be able to have that choice of something that aligns with their likes, their skills can be helpful, where they might have, maybe they might have fun doing it, you know? So I think that can be helpful. And like you said, having like, what did you learn today? Just write a reflection. We'll talk about it tomorrow. If you have any questions that might've come up that you didn't get a chance to ask, you know, let's write them and we'll talk about them in class tomorrow. So just making something open-ended like that. And then one thing that I also thought about that I think can be helpful, especially for the older grades, is instead of having a concrete assignment, having them think about things that they do in their everyday lives after school and relate it to the real world. If you're going to a restaurant, what do you, from what you've learned in math this week, how can that help you in a restaurant, right? Like maybe it, you'll be able to calculate your tip easier. You'll be able to calculate how much the total is going to be from the prices on the menu or something like that. You know, just relating something to the real world that's going to be more meaningful to these older kids, especially of how to navigate the world. And also, I don't know about you, Larissa, but I know growing up, I'm like, why do I need to know algebra? What am I going to do with this? Right? Like, and so I think it's just being able to help them understand why they might need a specific skill or a knowledge that they're learning. How is that going to help them in their lives? I think is way more meaningful than if they know how to, you know, answer a question.
Well, I mean, like I said earlier, students were like, what's the point of learning this? They really, I think that there's more need for that, providing context for them to provide, make that connection, helping them make that connection in the brain of how this impacts their life as a whole. Because I mean, I just remember thinking like, they're not just going to fill out worksheets blindly and just do the skill. Like they really need to have that context and build it into their mindset. Because, and I think even older kids, I think even high schoolers, as they look to, you know, different careers and things like that, really helping them understand how maybe algebra is the foundations of engineering and things like that to make sure that they have context for what they're learning. And as an English teacher, that was one of my greatest joys, actually, really, like, you know, digging into literature and going this, you know, about the moral of the story and the themes and how that can relate to our life. You know, I did a lot of that because I was so prepared to answer the question of, well, why? Like, why? Like, they asked that a lot. And I told them that that's the most important question you can ask and help them understand that, you know, and homework. I also thought too, as a teacher, and this is just my perspective, that if I give them homework, if we don't grade it in class, I'm going to have to grade it. And I didn't want to do that. And so
yes,
I was like, what's the best way we can continue our learning? You know, and of course I emphasize reading at home. I did that a couple of years, had to assign a certain amount of reading at home to kind of embrace that. That was the homework. And I explained that to parents. And most of the parents were very supportive of that to provide space for them to read.
Yeah, for sure.
So I think the last question I want to, I mean, you know, we've been talking a lot about a different advice, but do you have advice? Even, I think even especially for newer teachers thinking through homework, or even just maybe people who are rethinking the purpose of homework in their class, and you can speak as a parent, yes, or even you can speak to the parents as well. Like, what would you tell them?
Yeah, I think if you're in a school that doesn't require homework, you know, just think about it before you assign it. Just make sure that it's something that can be done in a short amount of time and ask yourself, like, why am I giving this? What am I hoping to accomplish? Will this help me and help the students? And I think that that can be helpful for teachers. Coming from a parent side, when my children bring homework home, I'm like, ugh, we don't have time for this, right? But I think just as a parent, or put yourself in your child's shoes, like, would you want to do work right now after you just got home after working for 8 to 10 hours, right? And just keep in mind that a child's learning is not related to their amount of homework, just like your work that you do outside of the home is not, you're not bringing work home most of the time, right? So that doesn't mean that you didn't work hard enough. So I think that that can be important. And also just have, like, parents, can try to understand the stress and the burnout that homework can cause, and just making sure that they're also trying to help their children explore outside of school. Like, there's more to a child's schooling than just their academics, right? Like, we want them to explore their other aspects too, and trying to respect that. So I think it's just keep it minimal, give it a purpose. And it doesn't have to be given every night either.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, cause I think once in a while that makes sense, you know, where it's like, hey, we ran out of time.
Yes.
And this is an easy thing for you to finish at home by yourself or during the study hall. I love this kind of topic. This is just so fun to kind of dig into, because I know it's one of those debated topics. I think I had students debate on this in class one time.
So, wow. That makes sense.
Middle schoolers, the things that they want to debate on. But thanks for being here and chatting about this, and always glad to dig into the research.
Yeah, this was fun. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to Schoolin' Around, a podcast hosted by Branchy Minds. Go ahead and subscribe to our feed wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget, if you are enjoying our content, would you do us a favor and rate and review our podcasts on iTunes? This helps others find our podcasts and lets us know how much you love what we're creating. Branchy Minds is an educational technology company using learning sciences and technology to help districts effectively personalize learning through MTSS. To learn more about us, check out our website, branchyminds.com, or follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn at Branchy Minds.